Last night, in his fifth news conference since he's taken office, President Obama pitched his plan to overhaul the nation's healthcare system. For a performance review, we are joined by T.R. Reid. He is a veteran reporter, the author of the forthcoming book, The Healing of America, A Global Quest for Better, Cheaper, and Fairer Healthcare. Sounds good to me. Welcome to the program again.
Tell me, what
surprised you last night about what the president had to say?
He's so articulate. He's a terrific salesman, but I still didn't come away with the notion that he's got a handle on getting everybody covered. And I think that's an interesting distinction. If you look at the problems with American healthcare, they are cost, coverage, and quality. So which one do you deal with first? What I found is all the other countries decided the first goal was to get everybody covered. Now, that's expensive, but if everybody's in the system, then you have the political will to make tough decisions on controlling costs. And it looks to me like Washington is going at it differently. They're worried, very worried about costs, and then later maybe they'll get everybody covered. I think they're aiming for 2013 or something. It's just not the way any other country did it.
And you are in a position to know that because your new book is about what? You had an old shoulder injury. You went around seeing how it was dealt with in various countries?
Yeah, I went to the doctor in 10 countries to find out how they treat you, how long you have to wait, what the facilities are like, who pays for it, how much it costs. And the reason I did it is all the other industrialized democracies cover everybody with high-quality care, and they spend half as much as we do. How do they do that? And I think I figured out how they do it, but the more important question turns out to be, why do they do it?
Why can't we do it is the question.
Because we've never made the commitment, the richest country in the world, we've never made the commitment that everybody who needs medical care should get it. And one result is, according to the government, 20,000 Americans die every year of treatable diseases because they can't afford a doctor.
But yeah, but
that
President,
doesn't happen in any other country.
Yeah, but I'm talking to T.R. Reid, veteran reporter. Last night, President Obama made it very clear, as he has all along, he wants to see everybody covered.
But he's got a plan that is focused mostly on costs and mechanisms, and I think we don't get everybody covered under this plan until 2013. And you have to have the other countries have decided you got to have everybody in the game, and then you can make really hard decisions. As it is now, guess what? Everybody loves cost control until you try to cut costs at the local hospital. And then the local congressman goes in and says, oh, no, you can't cut my hospital. That's the problem.
What would you have asked the president had you been in that room last night?
I would ask him, what's the most important goal of a health care system? Is it to care for the health of the people or to protect the profits of the insurance companies and the hospital companies that are involved in the system?
And what do you think his answer would have been?
Well, he always said during the campaign that the goal of health care was to provide health care for every American. But the negotiations in Washington have largely turned on which industry is going to win and which industry is going to lose. And to me, that's kind of a distraction from the real goal.
How do you think it is going in terms of the ability of this administration to sell this plan to the public? This is a very different approach from the one that we used during the Clinton administration with their Harry and Louise ads on television.
Oh, I think the Harry and Louise approach is going to come back. That is, the people who are doing well in the current system are going to try to scare everybody and say, oh, gosh, it's going to be worse. It's going to be too expensive. You're going to lose out. And I think he spent the whole press conference last night trying to counter that. Actually, you'll be better off. You won't lose anything, and we'll spend less money. I don't know that he's made that case yet to the American people, but that's clearly the case. And, you know, you look at other countries, it's true. They cover everybody and spend half as much as we do.
Did the president win over the American people last night, do you think? Did he win over anybody in Congress?
Well, if he wins over the American people, in theory, he's going to win over Congress. That's how democracy works, we hope. The problem is people are scared now that this is going to be really expensive and they're going to lose something they've got now. And he spent the whole hour trying to counter that notion. So, and he's such an effective, articulate speaker. I think, yeah, he probably did win some people.
That, of course, is indeed what he's pushing for now, is to get it down to the individual and say, this is what's in it for you, correct?
Yeah, and I think I personally would like to hear more about the whole society. Even people who think they have good insurance probably don't want to live in a country that lets 20,000 of our neighbors die every year because they can't see a doctor. I would have liked to hear him more talk about the moral issue about being the only country that doesn't provide care for everybody. But you're right. He's focused on people who are worried about what they're going to lose.
I wouldn't be surprised if the moral issue doesn't come up in another press conference, however. T.R. Reid, veteran reporter, author of the new book, The Healing of America, A Global Quest for Better, Cheaper, and Fairer Healthcare. Thanks so much.
Delighted to be here.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.